All right, Chad Greenway, our guest this week. Before we get into the 49ers and the player of the week stuff, let's get to the real important stuff. Who's the best Nerf football player in this Viking locker room?
Nerf basketball player.
Basketball.
I don't know. I think it's too early to tell in the season. You know, only 2 weeks in, it's tough to get a good grasp of, you know, who's going to have the best record, you know, after the season. But we're certainly going to have playoffs and things at the end of the year. But, you know, around the world seems to be the game of choice right now.
Not horse.
Not horse yet. It will be. I think, you know, maybe we'll work into that.
Uh-huh. Fair enough.
Last week, a couple of interceptions, fumble recovery, in on a lot of plays. Is that one of the better games you played at this level?
I think so. I mean, obviously, if you get player of the week, it was my first time getting that, so I was fortunate to get that. You know, just in the right place at the right time on a few of those plays, so you always take those if you can get them.
Works out when you're in the right place at the right time. I mean, that's a lot of it, though. It's a fortunate bounce, being in the right spot, but you got to make plays, too.
Yeah, I mean, like the fumble recovery was just, you know, great play by Ray and Ben, and just happened to bounce my way and jump on that. And the picks, both plays that we've seen before, so we just kept, the first one just kept running and threw it right to me, and the second one is a play we've seen a ton of, so I see it and kind of knew it was coming, so I was able to step in front of it, so it was nice.
Your game's evolved each year. You had the injury in the rookie season. Do you feel like you're kind of hitting stride right now?
Well, I hope so. I know I've always worked, try to be consistent and get better every year. I know I work extremely hard all off season to try to improve myself, and you know, it's nice to see that work, you know, come to life, and hopefully I can continue to do that over my career. You know, I just want to be able to stay strong and do my job, you know, within this defense, and we have some things to shore up, and that's what we're excited about, this opportunity this weekend.
And the opportunity presents, obviously, Gore. You got to know where he is at all times, don't you?
Yeah, he's a tough player. Obviously, they can motion him out, and he can catch the ball. You know, he can do a lot of different things in the running game. Broke off some big ones last week, so we have to, you know, worry about that home run hitter as well. So he can do all things well. And the way we played on the rush defense the last 2 weeks, we're trying to get you know, on cue with everything, you know, with each other, and you know, mind our rules and be where we need to be.
And out of character last week to see the Lions put up some rushing yardage against the Vikings. What happened?
We haven't really found our stride yet in that aspect of our game. You know, we won the game. That's what's most important. You'd always give up stats for the win, and we did that last week. But, you know, having said that, we want to just play better in the first half. I think not necessarily even in the run game, just play better all around. If we can do that, we'll give ourselves a chance to win.
Do you feel like, and it, you know, I've heard this from some of the pundits, they say, well, the Vikings may not have used every bullet in the gun or every gun in the holster because it's early in the season. You haven't played any. You've played the Browns and the Lions. Is there some truth to that, you think?
Well, I don't know. I guess we'll have to find out as we go. We know San Francisco is a much improved team. We have a lot of weapons on offense, and I think they're utilizing them well. We're putting up some points, and we're winning games. We're 2-0, so there's nothing to be concerned about there. You know, we don't know how good the Cleveland team or the Detroit team is going to be. You know, they're 0-2, but it doesn't mean they're not going to be good football teams this year. I don't know how good we are. We don't know how good we are. We just need to keep playing hard. You know, if we do that, we'll give ourselves a chance to win. And, you know, that's what it's all about.
Chad, Sean Hill is 9-3 as a starter, yet people keep saying he shouldn't be a starter. That, you know, they lack at quarterback in San Francisco. But this guy's winning games, isn't he?
Yeah, he's won a ton of games. He's done well. You know, we played against him in 07 when we were out there. Thought he did a great job. He manages the games well. I think he makes enough plays to win the games, and he's proven that. So we're not taking him lightly at all. We know he's a good football player and a guy that's been here before in Minnesota. So you always like to see guys like him succeed, and he's working hard to get better, I'm sure. So it's nice for him to have Gore and Coffee and the other players they have around him to make plays, and I think that's helping him out a lot.
One eye on Saturday is usually on Big Ten football still?
Absolutely, absolutely. Every week we try to watch as much as we can. So, you know, this week will be a big one for us to travel on the road. I know Penn State's going to be hungry to avenge the loss of last year. So it's going to be a tough one for us. But, you know, we play well on the road and we have a good defense, so give ourselves a chance.
And that Northern Iowa game, which the Hawkeyes won at the gun, 2 blocked field goals, it's really never happened before.
Yeah, it's one of those things that never happened, but, you know, very fortunate. I think you and I is a very good football team. We've played a couple good football teams back-to-back here the last 2 weeks, and we've gotten easier wins than against Northern Iowa, so we think they're a good team, but to win the way we did was more exciting than it needed to be.
Did you ever get a chance to play in the Unidome?
I never did play in the Unidome. I play you and I, but in Kinnick. I don't think we let us travel the Unidome.
Chad, thank you. Good luck Sunday.
Okay, thanks.
Chad Greenway here on Minnesota Score Radio, your sports ticket.